church, can we clap our hands for Jesus? I say clap for Jesus, not for me. Amen. Now we're going to read some scriptures and let me continue because there's no conclusion in the preaching of the word of God. Till we go. Even when we go, say, we'll open another chapter. Can I use a few minutes and say something before we close? Hallelujah. Remember, we are continuing from the last part we got. It's continuation of the study of the book of Daniel, but this time we are looking at the events just before the rapture. And we need this. Some of you sent a clip of a video of dramatization of the rapture. Somebody was preaching somewhere and the microphone fell off. And everybody, even aeroplane crash, pilot is gone. The microphone fell down. The preacher was preaching, the microphone fell down. And everywhere, vehicles were jamming themselves, everywhere, confusion. And the truth is this, I don't expect members of this church to collect such videos and even pass it to somebody. You say, you should know better than that. You should know better than that. That is not how the rapture will take place. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, can we open it? And verse 1 and verse 2. This is important. Apostle Paul had grounded the Thessalonian church. And so he could speak confidently to them, verse 1. He said, but of the times and the seasons. Season for what? He's talking about the divine agenda of God. Concerning the divine agenda, the agenda from earth to glory. He said, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you because you have already known it. Then he reminded them, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. When he says as a thief in the night, that is, it will come when people are not expecting it. Please, listen. Christ is programmed according to divine agenda to come three times. He comes to pay the price of redemption on the cross. Then he comes to collect those he has redeemed, otherwise known as the rapture. Then he comes with those he has raptured, known as his bride, to come for the third time to rule this earth for 1,000 years, according to the divine agenda. The one that we are expecting now, which is the second coming, praise the Lord. The one that we are expecting now, which is the second coming, it is only the bride we know. It will be a secret catching away of the bride. They will not know it when it will take place. They will only know after it has taken place, because certainly some people will disappear. Certainly some graves will open. Hallelujah. Certainly there will be some things that will happen. The first resurrection, the graves will be opened, and saints that were long dead and buried, according to Matthew 27, the graves opened and they came out of the grave. And they walked in the city of Jerusalem for how many days? 40 days. People saw them. People saw Moses. People saw Abraham. People saw all the saints of old. People saw Jacob. People saw Joseph. People saw them. For 40 days. And then they took off. Listen, church. We say these things, we teach these things to give us a sense of bearing. That is the difference between the bride and the concubine. That is the difference between the queen and the concubine. There is a knowledge we have that dictates how we live our lives. The day you know that you are the son of a king, nobody will tell you how to live your life to reflect that you are a prince. Christians, we live our lives dictated by a knowledge of who we know we are. And I've said this over and over and over, and it is a teaching. So we have spoken so many things. Go get all the tapes and listen. We have been looking at the events just before the rapture. And the last two parts of this part of the message, I told you that we have eight events we are waiting to take place before the rapture. We are not watching among the eight. There is no blood moon. And somebody called me and told me that, hey, brother, maybe you are listening to me now from Sapele, pastor, in this message. Brother, hey, how far now? Billy Graham, don't die, yo. Brother, Billy Graham, don't die, yo. Is there anything to that that is a pointer to the rapture? And I told him, brother, you are a message preacher now of the times and seasons. We will have no need again that we tell you now. What does Billy Graham got to do with our rapture? I didn't see anything pointing to him. To start with, his Billy Graham. I don't know the meaning of Billy Graham. He's not Methuselah. Do you know the meaning of Methuselah? After I am gone, then judgment. That's the meaning of Methuselah. Amen. So Noah was watching Methuselah. Noah was watching Methuselah because he knows once Methuselah died, there will be judgment. Maybe Le Graham, I don't know what is the meaning. Amen. He has lived his life, and to start with, he had his last crusade, his last meeting in 2006 or so. So his ministry actually ended 2006. After that, because of his health condition and of course his age. So it has nothing. We are not watching Billy Graham. So I had to tell him, we are not watching Billy Graham. We are not watching any. That's why and so many other things. Please, I am pointing you toward the scripture, our compass, has shown us. I told you. Number one, if I'm sure many of you have it, because I wanted to remember where I stopped. And we were even inside the car also. I was asking my wife, please, out of the eight things I said, where did I stop the last time? Yesterday, I wanted to remember where we stopped. And she just brought out her phone. She had already programmed everything. So she put it on the phone. Every day she did look and remember in case. She go anywhere, something happens, she go put her phone to see, is it among the eight things? And that's how we should be. Number one, we said there will be a restoration ministry. And we spoke extensively on that. Number two, we said the war in Ezekiel chapter 38 and chapter 39 will be fought before the rapture. And we said before the rapture, the temple that has been destroyed in AD 70, in his place now, there is the mosque. That temple will be rebuilt, for that is the temple that Christ will come to sit and rule. And That is also the temple that the Antichrist will go and sit. And number four, the Antichrist will be revealed. And number five, the revelation of the Antichrist leads him to enter into the covenant of peace that Isaiah called covenant with death. It's supposed to last for 7 years, according to Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27. So we looked at those five already extensively. And today we are looking at the sixth thing that will happen before the rapture. Number six, remember that in Revelation chapter 5, just to recap, if you go back, listen again to the message I took on the book of Revelation. In Revelation chapter 5, the mighty one was sitting on the throne with a book sealed with seven seals from within and from without, that no man was worthy to go and receive that book and open those seals. And there's something about that sealed book. And I taught you extensively that that sealed book is the title deed of redemption. And why is it having seals, seven seals, sealed within and without with seven seals? I told you, each seal, listen, the price for redemption was paid on the cross on Calvary. The title deed that was given to Adam and Eve to dominate this earth was lost to Satan. Just as Esau gave his birthright to Jacob and never collected it back. Adam lost his title to rule this earth, dominate it. Somebody who was supposed to rule the whole earth. Any animal that was brought before him, God created the animal, but gave him power to name them. Everything, dominate, replenish, you know, be fruitful, replenish the earth. And all power was given to him. Suddenly, that power, he lost it. He lost it to Satan. So the title deed had to be removed from him, from Adam to Satan. And Satan was so sure that he took even Jesus to the pinnacle, the high mountain, and showed him the whole world. He said, all these kingdoms belong to me. I give it to whosoever I wish. That is why we are suffering today. That's why we are under the bondage of Satan. But there is the process of redemption. And the price of redemption was paid on the cross on Calvary. But the process of coming to back and collect the title deed and take possession. Now it is taking possession of the earth. I am teaching you the mystery of redemption. It's very interesting if you catch it. The process of coming to earth to take the possession are those seven seals. Each seal is an activity towards taking possession. Each seal is an activity towards taking possession. Seal one was opened and John was shown the meaning of what was in that seal. And so, we look at it, please go back to the message so that we can progress. Now you notice that seal number one, seal number two, seal number three, seal number four, and seal number five have been fulfilled. Remaining seal number six and seal number 7. Seal number 6 is in Revelation chapter 6 from verse 12. Seal number 7 is in Revelation chapter 8, not chapter 7. Chapter 8, verse 1. Now, but when it comes to the fulfillment of this book of Revelation, these activities, they are not fulfilled in the chronological order as it is given, chapter 1, then chapter 2, then chapter 3. No. So we need Revelation to see when a particular chapter is being fulfilled according to the divine agenda. Now, take note of what I want to say for those of you who study the Bible. Now, that is why immediately there was song worship. I came to you, Pastor Francis. I wanted to know whether you know Bible, pass me. Or I asked you, I said, do you know that seal number 7 is fulfilled before seal number 6? And I was happy that you know it. Let's clap our hands and help our ministers. All of them in Tradoc, they know it. Now, this is why. Listen. So, the next thing that happens, blessed be the name of the Lord, that will be fulfilled is not seal number 6, but the 7th seal will be opened before the rapture. The 6th seal will be opened after the 1 week period that is left for the Jews to complete the 70 weeks that the angel, that agenda given to Daniel in Daniel chapter 9. That means the 6th seal will be fulfilled 7 years after the rapture. But we are looking at the ones that will fulfill before the rapture. Seal number 7 will be fulfilled, and it is the opening of the 7th seal. Can we read it? It is Revelation chapter 8, verse 1. And when he had opened the 7th seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. Now let's go to verse 2, because I want to explain something. After verse 1, verse 2, he says, and I saw the 7 angels which stood before God, and to them were given 7 trumpets. And the next verses begin to tell us the first trumpet sounded, what happened? The next trumpet sounded, what happened? The next trumpet sounded, 6 trumpets sounded, until then we go to Revelation chapter 16, where the 7th trumpet sounded, and it is to fulfill Revelation chapter 10 verse 7, which is the primary interpretation of Revelation 10:7. In the days of the voice of the 7th angel, the 7th angel is the 7th angel, trumpet angel, the mystery of God should be finished. But it has a dual fulfillment. Amen. The 7th angel messenger to the 7th church age also fulfills Revelation 10:7. That in the days of the voice of the 7th angel, when he will be sounding, and that 7th angel is the 7th angel to the 7th church age, which is different from the trumpet angel that sounds more than 7 years after the rapture. Please listen to the tape and study it very well. Now, why I read verse 2 is because Revelation chapter 8, between verse 1 and verse 2, after verse 1, listen, chapter 8 verse 1 is now connected to chapter 10 verse 1 to 6. I hope I'm not confusing anybody. We are Bible students. I'm not professor, I'm not teaching. So better carry your Bible and carry your Bible. Chapter 10. What am I saying? Let me simplify it. The seventh seal, the first seal was opened, there was activity. Second seal, activity. Third seal, activity. Fourth seal, fifth seal, sixth seal. But the seventh seal was opened and there was silence. Why silence? And it is a short period. A short period. And so many theologians, particularly the entire message teachers, those have been privileged to hear their interpretation. And by God's grace, I want to claim an authority too, because the Holy Ghost also talks to me when it comes to this Bible. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let them listen to me very well. Richard Gunn gave his own. Richard Gunn is from Singapore, a very wonderful teacher. Raymond Jackson, whom the Lord spoke to me in 1995 concerning him, I should follow him, also made his contributions. A very great teacher, and the name of Raymond Jackson, from Faith Assembly there in America. And they've tried to understand this, but above all, we all pick our thought from William Marion Branham. Because the seventh seal is tied to the seven thunders. The seventh seal is tied to the seven thunders of Revelation chapter 10, verse 1 to 6. Can we open it and read it now? Revelation chapter 10. From verse 1. Hallelujah. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Now, if you read your Bible, this description, who is this mighty angel is talking about? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's that mighty, he's the one referred to as that mighty angel. Let's read it again. We are reading up to verse 6. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven. He came down from heaven, clothed with a cloud and a rainbow. That's covenant, isn't it? That means the covenant angel was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Is that not how in the Mount of Transfiguration he revealed himself to Peter, James, and John? In the Transfiguration in Matthew 17, verse 2. And he had in his hand a little book open in chapter 5. Hallelujah. The angel asked, who is worthy to collect that book from the hand of him that seated upon the throne? No man, but was worthy. In heaven, on earth, no man at all. And John was weeping. The Bible says he wept. And the angel tapped him and told him not to weep, John, and shouted, hallelujah, that the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. He is the only one that is what? Oh, glory be to God. Oh, some people are looking at me, they have not read that. Let's go to Revelation chapter 5. That is the announcement of our redemption. In Revelation chapter 5, and I saw verse 1, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither not to even look thereon. Nobody was qualified. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamp as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. So where is the book now? Who is holding the book? He's the Lord Jesus Christ. We come to chapter 10. Chapter 10 now. Let's go back to chapter 10 and verse 2. Chapter 10 and verse 2, where we were reading. Hallelujah. And he had in his hand a little book open, because hallelujah, it's all open now. And he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth. Total, the picture of a global ministry. And cried with a loud voice as when a lion roared. Is he not the Lion of the tribe of Judah? And when he had cried, what happened? Shout it. Say it very loud. Seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered and write them not. Now, listen. Take note of this. In the end time message, in the followings of the ministry of William Marion Braham, we have some great controversies within the message. One of them is this particular thunder. Picking the statements that William Braham made here and here and refusing to bring them to the scripture, they go off with all manner of interpretations. That the seven thunders have been uttered. Now it is so funny to me. I'm choosing my language now, because there are some of their members that are very close friends to me. So I'm choosing my language. If not, this is not the kind of language I use for people who are so blind to the scripture. How can you read the Bible? Let's read it again, verse 4. Chapter 10, verse 4. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered and write them not. The seven thunders spoke something. John had it. He was to write it, but he was forbade him to write it. So the only man that knows what the seven thunders spoke is who? It's John. It's not written anywhere. It's not written anywhere. And they will tell you, if it is written, then I ask them, what are they saying? All of them, what they are saying, they say, the seven thunder is the message. Is the message not written? Is there anything William Branham preached of his own that is not from the Bible? Another one say, it is the seven virtues in 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 5. Those statue of perfection, the seven virtues. He said those are the seven thunder. Is it not written? Another one say, the seven thunder is love. That one I recent one about 2 years ago. He said I sent it to me. It's love. He's John not writing about love in the Bible. So whatever the seven thunders wrote, no man knows it. And this was the conclusion of William Branham, and I agree with him. He said, what those seven thunders uttered, he said, it has something to to do with home going that God had decided not to say it so that Satan will not mess it up. That is why I say, I agree with Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 that the Lord's coming will be like a thief in the night. People will not know. When I say people will not know, that is those who will not be part of it will not know. Now, so here he is. Let's look at that archangel now. Let's read verse 1 again of Revelation chapter 10. Revelation chapter 10. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head. Why am I linking this to Revelation chapter 8 verse 1? Why am I linking that? Praise the Lord. Why am I linking it to the seventh seal being opened in Revelation chapter 8 verse 1? The seventh seal was opened and there was silence for a space of half an hour. Silence in heaven. Why? I believe because I don't have any other connection other than Luke chapter 13. Now in Luke chapter 13 from verse 23. And I read it up to verse 27. Then said one unto Jesus, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the straight gates. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When, he's telling you the period now. When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, and you begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us, and he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are, then shall you begin to say, ah, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence you are, depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. When once, verse 25, the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, these two statements, he rises up and then he shuts the door. If you're a Bible student, your mind will immediately go to the parable of the foolish and wise virgins. While the foolish ones went to look for the oil, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went with him. And what did he do? He shut the door. And he said, once he rises up, if he's rising up, it means he has been sitting down somewhere. He has been sitting down somewhere. Where has he been sitting? Say very loud. He has been sitting on the mercy seat. And as long as he sits on the mercy seat, there are activities going on in heaven concerning our redemption. A lot of noise is going on around the mercy seat, pleading for everyone until the last elect will come in. And he has been sitting down there. He's still sitting down there now, waiting for some carnal brother and sister to come in. Like those of you who come here and look like us, and when you go out, you look like them. Chameleons. You have not yet declared which side you belong. Are you a believer of this faith? or not. You don't even know where you stand. As far as you're concerned, I'm a Christian. The next thing you know is the name of your church, Bride Assembly. But when they look you, but you know, there are some people that come to me for counseling. I'll say, which church do you attend? They will say, they are from Mountain of Fire. I say, no, now you only they go there for prayer. I say, why? I don't have to tell you why. You will say, na vision. And they see, no be vision. This one now, open vision, physical vision. Now they see, clean, clear eye. Because I know that Dr. Lukoya will not permit, does not teach. In fact, he teaches against, in fact, to himself. Everything, you know, everything is demon around. Like in this church, there are some people, nothing else happens unless an attack. You don't sleep for 5 days, headache, they worry, you go say an attack. Who the attack? Who? Nobody the attack yourself. Identity you don't know, but the mercy seat is that he's still merciful. That's why, can't you see? A wretched sinner like you, in your sinful estate, in your sinful estate, you were in that vehicle, but your name is in the book of life, but you have not fully come. But the price for your redemption has been paid. But in your sinful estate, you are still in that motor. You don't finish with your girlfriend. You are traveling back now. And you enter motor. And then see accident for everybody to die. You will escape. Why are you escaping? Because of the mercy seat. He said, Lord, he's among them. His name is in the book of life. Lord, I will give me some time. Let me work on him. Let me work more on him. Let me work on her. These are the activities. And the prayer of the saints that arise every time. There are activities going on in the mercy seat. And so, Revelation chapter 8 verse 1, which is the seventh seal. The seventh seal opens, and what we see, what causes the silence there is mercy is over. He stands up. The next time we see him is in Revelation chapter 10. He stands up with the book that he has been holding, the title Deeds of Redemption. Hallelujah. And he swore, can we read it again? Verse 4, Revelation chapter 10. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. Verse 5. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven. What was he saying? He swore by him that liveth forever and ever, who created the heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. Salvation is over. The door is closed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Seal number 7 is what Apostle Paul was saying as the second stage of the 3 stages of the rapture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16. For the Lord himself, concerning the coming of the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. Let's just refresh in our memory. Let's read it from verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus, because we don't die, we only sleep. Hallelujah. Will God bring with him? For this we say unto you, by thus saith the Lord, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord, we shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven in 3 stages. With a shout, which is the restoration ministry. With the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Can you see how close we are getting to the resurrection? The first stage has been fulfilled. It is that stage that the shout is going on that we have responded to. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message, and we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord. We are raised up for original Christianity. The seed that was planted on the day of Pentecost must follow the process of the growing seed. It must die first. And it died at Nazin and was in the grave for almost 1,000 years. And then the seed now begins to grow. And as soon as the seed begins to look like the original seed that was sown on the day of Pentecost, then get ready, because the owner of the farm is coming for harvest. That is why the rapture has not yet taken place. And there is a shout. It is the message of restoration for the fallen church. Come back to Bible Christianity. Keep away from the denominational antichrist systems. And that shout came. God's attributes, we are manifested to his bride in this stage. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord. Prophecy. There is a prophecy. Apostle Paul spoke about this restoration ministry. Christ himself spoke about the restoration ministry. That will be the restitution of all things. Hallelujah. And anytime you are fulfilling prophecy, we are the Word made flesh today. This is what the scripture says. And that makes us sin with thee. With thee but perfect without sin. Yes, we are anointed and inspired by our God. Who's reaching our land. Hallelujah. That is what we have responded to. That is what we are responding to. The first time I went to Cameroon for a crusade, my first time of going to that side, from the airport, the pastor took us somewhere. He said some people came from other parts of Cameroon and they were baptizing them. There were so many, they begged one church to use their baptismal pool. And there were so many there. I don't know who was the one I went with. Some of you, the prophets. And they drove us straight from the airport. We went straight to the baptismal pool. And immediately we came out of the car, all of them in a chorus. Our eyes of understanding, we have spoken of at last. And the victory is ours. We are chained down in the past. And to Jubilee has sounded. That is the response. That is the response. And to the glory of God, some time ago, I also went to Spain. I just said, let me say hello to the brethren there. And immediately they arranged themselves and gathered for that program. I stepped down from the aircraft as I came out of the waiting. In the whole place, I was the only black person in that flight, the full flight. And then now you can imagine how it will look like. I came out of the arrival. As I came out of there, I saw crowd. Immediately they saw me, all of them. Our eyes of understanding, it has opened up at last. As the victory is ours, we are chained down. Hallelujah. And last week we were at Owerri. And as we entered the hall, whoever was leading the song, immediately we entered, they were singing,
our eyes upon the sun, we are so full of us love, as we victory is our, we are chained down in the past, to jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God.
Chorus. Now, I was the one that changed that you are seeing in yellow. The original word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed. The seventh seal, it is in the all the intermittent songs, they write there, the seventh seal is revealed, is unveiled. And I wrote it, I say, will be unveiled. Because the seventh seal produces the seven thunders. They say it's revealed so that they will continue with their error that seven thunders have been revealed. Praise the Lord. And so that's the next stage. After the shout, you know why this thing? We said this serpent, this old serpent is the Satan. That was the same battle that Apostle Paul was fighting with some of those preachers that claimed they were also disciples of Jesus Christ. They claimed to be apostles of Christ, but there were people that tried them and found them to be what? Liars. The Bible says so. They were teaching that resurrection is past. He said resurrection is past. And if this is not satanic, Apostle Paul said, if there is no more resurrection, then what are we risking our life for? What is our hope? If we are going to die and there is no hope of resurrection, he confronted them. The same confusion, so that we shall lose focus. And that is exactly all of them that believe that seven thunders has been revealed, which is actually the voice of the archangel. What they are actually telling, because they have to accept it. If you're going to accept it, then you will have to accept that the archangel has already stood. And then Satan is leading them now to look at William Branham as that archangel. And from one error, you will jump to the other. And if it has taken place already, then another group is teaching that millennium, we are already in the millennium. You see, when you put your eyes away from this Bible, Satan will continue to take you further, 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 further in your error. I always tell them, the Bible tells us in the millennium that a goat and a lion, we eat straw. That means lion, the ability to be carnivorous will not be there again. They are revealed as eating straw. They eat grass together. A small baby will be playing with a lion. Nothing will happen because the Prince of Peace is on earth. Hallelujah.